From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
So here's a pretty good guy to sit down and eat a salad with.
Nick Kenner, founder and CEO of Just Salad here.
Nick's company, Just Salad, if you can believe it, sells salad. I mean, mostly just salad. There are a few things that I guess aren't technically salad. Anyway, they have a large presence in the New York City area, which is, you know, where I live and work. And though they're also in Chicago, Philly, Florida, North Carolina, and Dubai, I've gotten to know Nick a little bit over the years, and I've also gotten to know his salads because there's a Just Salad right down the street from the Entrepreneur office in New York City where I would go for lunch a lot. And anyway, you know, Nick and I actually just sat down for a salad in one of his Just Salads not that long before the pandemic. Anyway, I've always found it to be an interesting company because it sells a very simple thing and yet has been very thoughtful about its operations and its expansion and its presentation and its branding. But a pandemic is a totally different thing. And what a challenge for a brand like Just Salad, which sells a lot of salads to people who are working at offices in the middle of the day, and nobody's doing that now. So what's up with Just Salad? Well, I asked Nick to take out his phone and record a little message explaining what he's been up to. Because the thing is, Just Salad has not just been sitting around. Just Salad has been really thoughtful about how it fits into people's lives in this new way, in this new time. It's another great insight into how to find opportunity in such a challenging moment like this. And this is going to be another one of those episodes that I've been making throughout this time where I ask entrepreneurs to share their insights into how they have found opportunity in this time. But we're going to kick it off with a guy who has a salad to sell you. Just a salad. Okay, more than just a salad, as you'll hear in a second.
So how has Just Salad been spending its time? Well, it's certainly been a journey. And I think it first started off with just figuring out how do we keep our employees and our customers safe? What new safety protocols do we create? So, you know, we quickly created a cleaning captain position, made over 20 procedural changes that promoted social distancing and removal of shared objects. Our supply chain team went from sourcing produce to sourcing masks and hand sanitizer. So I think once we felt that we had those protocols down, it really shifted is how do we serve our community better during this time? And we quickly partnered with PS 188 in New York City to provide meals to families in that community who were in need.
A quick translation for people who don't live in New York City, PS is a public school.
And I think most impactful throughout this entire journey, we started working with Mount Sinai in mid-March and donated over 10,000 meals a week. Since then, we've donated over $1 million worth of food across 20 hospitals throughout the United States. And money aside, just the pure logistics of pulling this off were a real commitment and really proud how our team came through on that. We also launched a grocery delivery service in 3 weeks called Just Grocery. Brand new website, brand new operations, brand new brand. And we are delivering groceries in under 6 minutes, 60 minutes or fixed time slots. And we're delivering everything from freshly prepped produce to fresh whole produce like avocados and romaine to toilet paper, water, chickpeas, meal kits. And this has been a huge bright spot for us and something that'll be a part of our company forever now. We also have done some really cool creative partnerships. We work with Kenneth Colt to design and manufacture co-branded masks for our team that are actually comfortable and the team feels really proud to wear, which was really important to me. We partnered with a CrossFit gym called Fitting Room to do some fun stuff with them. And we partnered with Joey Campagnaro, great chef who owns and runs the Little Owl fine dining restaurant in New York City, to promote an item on the Just Salad menu called the Big Apple Salad, where a portion of those proceeds are donated to the Relief Opportunities for All Restaurants Fund, which is a great cause. And we've just been working on a host of other things behind the scenes, brand new catering menu, new app, a bunch of stuff. But, you know, it's been a humbling experience, obviously. At the same time, I feel proud and our company feels proud. We've done some amazing work during this time And we've served our employees well, our customers well, and our communities well during this time. So, you know, in a really tough situation, there have been some bright spots that we can lean on right now.
That part Nick says at the end there reminds me of a message that I recently got from an entrepreneur on Instagram who had just asked. He said that he had made a bunch of changes to his business and that they were actually doing quite well now. They were making a lot of money. They were growing. And he felt bad about that. He felt like, you know, there's so much suffering. A lot of people are really struggling to figure out how to rebuild. And here he is feeling good. And he wasn't sure how to feel about that. And I think Nick just spoke to that really well. You know what? If you have done something, you should be proud of it. You should be proud to have stepped up. You should be proud to have seen new opportunity. You should be proud to support your community and support your team and support your family. Whatever it is that you have done, if you have created some kind of positive impact, or if you've at least tried, because I know for a lot of people, just trying is about as much as you can ask for right now, then you should be proud. And so congratulations to Nick. I think that that was all really smart stuff and really a full 360-degree thinking about what this brand can be now from the presentation to the service that they offer. And I cannot wait to get back home and have a salad because I'm having a lot of sandwiches, in lockdown. I need more salads. Okay. This episode, we are going to hear from a few more entrepreneurs. I have to say, when I started doing this series at the very beginning of the pandemic many months ago, it felt like, you know, I just felt like the world had twisted and turned. And now we're entering a state in which business starts to feel like it's more manageable to think about, like still unstable, still a lot of unpredictability, but there are things that we can count on that. There's a consumer demand, there's energy, there's ideas, there's desire to succeed, that it's okay to do all that. In a way, it feels just less surprising for me to offer these insights to people who have found opportunity because so many people have found opportunity. But I want to do it because I think that it's important to hear how people have thought through it. Because I guarantee you, we are not out of this thing, and there are going to be more challenges to come. There is more uncertainty, and we're going to need all the focus and energy and optimism and, yes, feeling good as we can get. So, going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with a few more entrepreneurs. There are plenty of good apps out there to manage calendars, create to-do lists, share documents, and more. The problem is you usually need lots of them in order to do your work. And when your work is scattered across tools and tabs, your brain feels scattered too. How do you fix that? Well, you could find an all-in-one tool that has everything you need. And that exists. It's called Notion. Notion is the all-in-one tool for taking notes, managing projects, sharing docs, and collaborating with your team seamlessly. It's quick to set up and fun to use and is useful both for your own work and work you do with the team. With Notion, you can keep information centralized, find documents fast, and stay on track, making sure everyone on your team knows what's going on and what's coming next. You can customize it to the way you and your team work best, and once you've got it set up, you'll find it's the only app you really need. So stop losing focus as you jump from app to app and give Notion a try. For 10% off a team plan, just head over to notion.com/problem solvers. Again, that's notion.com/problem solvers to get 10% off a team plan. Once again, Notion, N-O-T-I-O-N, notion.com/problem solvers. All right, we're back, and we are sharing the stories of entrepreneurs who have found opportunity in these challenging times. And I'm now going to turn it over to a guy who's got a really cool story and a real voice for radio, as you're going to hear in a second. Man, get this guy a radio show.
My name is George Boyd Jr., and our company is Golden's Foundry and Machine Company. We're a fifth-generation, family-owned small business operating iron foundries and machine shops in Columbus and Cordele, Georgia. So here's our story about how a 138-year-old company became a startup during a pandemic. Like most 138-year-old startups, our story begins with a call from a writer at GQ magazine. He was doing a story on the lack of availability of kettlebells. The overly optimized and fragile Chinese supply chain had failed. Millions of Americans were home, the gyms were closed, and people were trying to stay healthy and sane. I hung up the phone and sat down with my partners, who are also my father and brothers. We couldn't help by making face masks or ventilators, but kettlebells and dumbbells? We know about pouring iron. While primarily focused on large industrial customers, we had started a retail brand, Golden's Cast Iron, a few years before, making cast iron Kamado grills and fire pits. But this would be an entirely new segment, new products, and very different price points. The GQ story was going to be online the following week. We were going to have to move fast. Our engineers started doing the design work, and we added the items to our online store at Golden's Cast Iron. If orders actually showed up, we could get the first run of product out the door, gauge demand, and move into full production thereafter. Well, the story ran and the orders began to pour in. We were suddenly working overtime. We were getting tooled up to support full production. Our website was crashing because it couldn't handle the traffic, and our early attempts at packaging were no match for the ride in the back of a FedEx truck. We were problem solving on every front as we implemented processes to handle this new product line and order volume. Now, almost 2 months later, production's in full swing, and we're continuing to scale up our operations. We don't have it all figured out by a long shot, but we're American manufacturers. We'll figure it out. So that's our story about how our 138-year-old company became a startup during a pandemic. We are Golden's Cast Iron. Stay safe, stay strong.
See, what did I tell you? Get that guy a radio show. What a voice. You know, it's funny. I read that GQ story he's talking about when it first came out. And then I was texting with a friend who works at Men's Health, and he was lamenting how they didn't do the kettlebell story. But what I love about what I just heard and what you should be thinking about is how fast they moved. They saw opportunity. They saw a small window. And yeah, fine, they may not have had the time, but they're going to make it. Because what they did have was the know-how. They knew they know how to do this. They are equipped for this. They are ready for this moment. All they need to do is rally and seize it. And I think we're going to need to be doing a lot of that in the coming months and years. We're going to need to be nimble on our feet. We're going to need to be ready to move at a moment's notice. No overthinking it, just doing it. Okay, next story.
What's interesting for us is that we as a company are essentially built for this contactless world, letting customers send a tangible gesture from the couch.
Ah, she didn't introduce herself at the beginning. This is Sabina Suri. She is the co-founder and chief strategy officer at BoxFox. BoxFox is a e-commerce site that lets customers either pick a thematic, expertly curated box of gifts or build a perfect gift box for any occasion through their proprietary platform. So, in other words, great gifting made easy. Okay.
I think a lot of businesses are going to see a shift in consumer expectations to provide that at-home option, whether it's the restaurant industry, the fitness industry, even healthcare. And for us, the opportunity has come directly from our mission, which is to be there for others when you can't physically be there through our curated gift boxes. This, of course, makes sense in the digital age when people are time-strapped and can't get to the store and definitely want to avoid the post office. But we didn't realize quite how literally this would play out in the time of COVID-19. Our service has enabled customers to send gifts for postponed weddings, birthdays spent in isolation, canceled trips, and more. Our corporate clients are reallocating their employee wellness budgets to send work-from-home care packages and mailers to provide a tangible element to conferences that have become webinars. We're, you know, certainly grateful for these opportunities, but we're also operating with a pared-down skeleton team to ensure the safety of our employees, which ultimately is our number one goal as a company. So we're in a unique position of increased demand with a decreased labor force, meaning we're back in survival mode. Sort of feels like year one of the business, which definitely has its pros and cons. Suffice it to say that it's a challenging time to be a small business. So I wish all companies the best during this time as we sort of navigate this new terrain together.
Right. So there's an example in which the company is already very well situated for this moment. But what she's identifying and what's so valuable is all the new use cases, all the new kinds of clients that she can reach and the different ways that people are now going to need them. You know, if you just think, oh, well, I'm positioned, so now the same kinds of people can come to me just a little bit more. No. Instead, it's really about thinking, okay, I've got something that people need. I'm built for this kind of moment. Who else can I serve? And what other ways could people find me useful? All right, we're going to take one more quick break. And then after that, we are back with one more great story of an entrepreneur finding opportunity. The work you do, it matters, no matter where you do it. And boy, don't we know that work these days is happening wherever it can. That is why WebEx provides simple and reliable video communication tools that allow you and your team to connect and collaborate securely. That way, you can take care of business wherever you are. And that word reliable is important, by the way, especially if you're talking about sensitive business. You cannot afford to have some joker hacker show up in your video conference. You can't afford for it to be even a little insecure. That is why heads of state, governments, schools, hospitals, medical providers, and the most trusted brands all use WebEx. It is the choice for secure video conferencing and collaboration. Oh, but also WebEx does host virtual happy hours and weddings too, because hey, hashtag life on WebEx. If you can imagine it, WebEx will build the bridge to get you there, no matter where you are. All right, we're back. So let's get to it. Our fourth and final story for today of an entrepreneur finding opportunity in crisis.
My name is Bill Holden. I am the founder of Rev Auto. Essentially, Rev Auto, what we were before, we were a manufacturer for car care products. Basically, you know, your waxes, your soaps, your wheel cleaners, anything pertaining to washing your car, that's what we did. And we marketed on social media. And, you know, we were a growing company, been around only for a few years. And once this epidemic took place, I literally had a sit-down meeting with our team, really a serious meeting, kind of letting them know that, A, we can either sit back and relax and just ride it out, or we can do something to not only help those, but to help ourselves as well as a company to stay afloat, to pay the rent, to pay the employees. So we decided that, hey, you know, we have the knowledge, we have the capabilities, you know, we have the hustle. Why don't we try to make hand sanitizer, you know, the gel kind? So that's what we did. Literally within 3 days, we were set up, ready to go. It was nonstop. Ever since we set it up, we started, you know, manufacturing and bottling and labeling, doing all that stuff. It was a logistical nightmare to begin in the beginning, but we've been doing it for the last, I would say, 4 weeks, and it's been nonstop, you know, 15, 16, 17 sometimes hour days, 7 days a week, nonstop. And that's exactly what we did. And it's hard, you know, don't get me wrong, it's really difficult seeing other people that they're kind of suffering. You know, they want stuff like this and they're like fighting over it. And for us, you know, being an e-commerce company, that's exactly what we did. You know, we were able to not only, you know, supply to the demand, but we were able to do it on a national scale. You know, we were able to manufacture and ship literally 7 days a week, nonstop, you know, constantly shipping. We've been lucky enough to be able to work with our local police department, our USPS Postal Service, a lot of local government officials we've donated to, we supplied to, because we want to make sure they're protected and they're taken care of. And it's just, you know, without their support, I don't think we'd be able to do what we do. But we're literally doing two shipping shifts every single day, Monday through Saturday, prepping up on Sunday. But I really feel like this was the best decision, not in the terms that we were able to continue to grow our business and open up different ways, you know, into different markets, but it's great because it's such a rewarding feeling to know that now these people who were, they're staying at home, they want something like this, and we're able to supply to them and see how happy they are because they don't have to go fight someone for it. You know, it's amazing. I didn't realize how many people out there had asthma, you know, me growing up, not having any direct relation or knowing anyone who had asthma personally, didn't realize that, yeah, this respiratory virus can definitely impact a person who has asthma, if not worse. So being able to help those people really keeps us going. No matter how tired we are, no matter, you know, how late we work, there's this fire that keeps burning and it gets brighter and brighter and the team gets stronger and stronger. And I don't know what it is. It's just, there's something about being able to help people in this kind of need and seeing people come together that really makes being, I guess you can say, cliched, an entrepreneur worth it.
I completely love that. And by the way, I should say, in case you were listening to that and thinking, wait, are people still right now converting it to hand sanitizer? Because that feels like it was from a few months ago. That was from a few months ago. I got so many people sending me audio for these episodes that, you know, sometimes they've been sitting on my computer for quite a while. Bill had sent me that on April 5th. So that is a little bit of a time capsule. But the way that he talked and the passion that he had, That's no time capsule. That is something that will sustain for so long. I mean, just think about the way that he talked. He described his company as something, you know, he was like, well, what we used to do, right? Because that's what they used to do. And, you know, he didn't set out to create a hand sanitizer company. That wasn't something that he was originally passionate about. But we don't just have to be passionate about the one idea we had at the beginning. When change comes along, it doesn't mean that it moves us away from joy and passion. It can, in fact, open up entire new opportunities. It can show us that we are more valuable than we ever thought that we were. And it can also just reveal to us the ways that we can be so useful to people and the kinds of problems that we can solve and what other passions we can have. I mean, that's the thing about entrepreneurship. It's not about setting out and doing one specific thing. It's not about having one idea and then just kind of executing it forever until you retire. No, it is about going out and solving problems and being nimble and figuring out what you can do right now for somebody else. How can you be useful? And the passion that you heard from him is just that just reveals the power of this. That, yeah, your plans may change. You may be doing something that you never thought that you were doing, but the thing is that if you're in this for the right reason, which I say is to go out and build something for yourself and build something for other people and to be excited and passionate, to have control of your destiny and to provide for others, well, then you know what? You open one company and then suddenly you're making hand sanitizer and who knows? Maybe he'll start making kettlebells and compete with the other guy from earlier in this episode. Anything is possible. The point is, you just follow that path. You follow that passion. You discover how valuable you can really be. It's an insight and a lesson that I think we are all going to be learning over and over and over again as our world keeps changing. But we will not, because we will just keep doing. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.